This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. And I've been doing a lot of reading lately into Huxley's works. You know, we just covered last fourth hour that I hosted a couple weeks ago, Brave New World. I read another one of Huxley's books this week. The Doors of Perception. And this is a fascinating text because it's one of the early texts that really popularized, far before the 1960s counterculture revolution, the idea of experimentation with hallucinogens, not just for breakthrough experiences in terms of consciousness and creativity, but for breakthrough experiences in a religious way. And so the Doors of Perception, as you may know, that would be the basis for the rock band The Doors, Jim Morrison's The Doors, to title their band. And also, if you didn't know, Jim Morrison and The Doors, they come out of a scene called the Laurel Canyon scene. The Laurel Canyon scene was, in my view, a heavily influenced and co-opted scene. In other words, it had a lot of deep state military intelligence background to it. And in my view, it's one of the key elements that we can look to see that the counterculture is something engineered and co-opted. And we're going to be looking at that today because when Huxley wrote The Doors of Perception, he wrote this in 1954. So this is, you know, several years before the 1960s and even the Laurel Canyon scene, far before that in terms of the Haight-Ashbury district, when we typically think of the beginning of the 1960s counterculture. By the way, if you didn't know, Jim Morrison's dad was Admiral Morrison, who was involved in the Gulf of Tonkin accident, which was a false flag, one of the most famous false flags, and that was his dad. There's some weird things about Jim Morrison. Did you know that he went through a blood-drinking witchcraft initiation when he was dating a witch at one point? That's actually in the Oliver Stone film with Val Kilmer. Great film. And they actually include that scene if you've never seen it. I recommend you go and watch it. But the Doors of Perception deals with a trip that he took to Hollywood. And I didn't actually know, because I'd not yet read this book. It's famous. I'd heard of it, but I'd never gotten through it until recently. And he talks about that he took this trip to Hollywood in the 1950s for an American Psychiatric Association meeting. And while he was at that at the hotel and hanging out in the Hollywood area, he decided to try mescaline. And so he recorded the experience and wrote down a lot of his ideas as a result of this. And this becomes the book, The Doors of Perception. It also comes from a William Blake title about cleansing the doors of perception, which deals with the artist's perception of true reality and true being and inspiration and creativity. Now, if you don't know, of course, William Blake was very influenced by Hermeticism and alchemy, and he includes a lot of that in his paintings and in his poetry. And so that's where Huxley's pulling from. But the reason this is so important is not because of wannabe shamans out there and brujos and people that want to go to Peru and, yeah, I want to go be a shaman in Peru, man, and go on a vision quest. That's not the point. The point is that this would become part of MKUltra. This was a key element, a key time period when MKUltra was just kicking off. And as you know, MKUltra comes out of the Tavistock and British versions of shell shock experimentation and mind control. Now, on my channel, if you go to YouTube, I just lectured through the first half of Dr. John Coleman's very rare, very hard to get Tavistock book. In the past, we've covered Daniel Estulin's Tavistock book. This is a different Tavistock book. This is one of the first written on Tavistock in the year 2005. And at that time, that was right before, I think, Dr. John Coleman passed away, the purported MI5, MI6 whistleblower who went into the details of how British intelligence was really behind the 60s counterculture and a lot of this stuff. We're going to find a lot of overlap. And he speaks heavily of the Fabian socialists. And I'm going to make that tie-in and get into some of that work. But a key figure in this this architecture from Tavistock and the Esalen Institute is the figure of Huxley. And Huxley is crucial for the popularization and the mass initiation through the counterculture drug culture of LSD, and all the other hallucinogens. So we're going to get to that in a moment. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show, and I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. Support InfoWars in the store right now.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get amazing products that keep us on the air and never submit to these tyrants.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis, and we are talking about other texts that Aldous Huxley wrote, one of those key formative figures preparing the way for the mass initiation that would occur in the 1960s and up until today, bringing us into the phase of the final revolution that Aldous and his brother Julian wrote about. Julian has a book about the final revolution. Aldous writes about the final revolution in many, many places. Of course, we know Brave New World, the dystopian novel that we covered 2 weeks ago in the fourth hour, deals with the mass drugging of the population and their being initiated into a kind of weird new world religion of sex, magic, drugs, and orgies. That's in the novel. And we're already kind of on the cusp of that now. All of the weird inversions that you see and everything going crazy in society, it's not primarily something that's just an organic revolution or counterculture revolution. All the counterculture stuff, especially of the 20th century and today, is largely manufactured, created, and steered by social engineers, particularly the premier engine of which is the Tavistock Institute, the Tavistock Clinic. Where does this come from? Well, you've heard of Edward Bernays' classic book, Propaganda. And on my channel, of course, as you know, we lecture through dozens of these global elite texts, and we've done it for years now, going on six, 7 years. We've been through probably 60 now, maybe 70 white papers, key texts of the elite. And we did Bernays' propaganda many years ago, and if you recall, there's a curious statement on the very first page. Do you remember what it is? The famous quote. He says, "We are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, all of our ideas are suggested largely by men that we have never heard of, but it is the logical result of the way in which this democratic society," it's a fraud, democratic society, "is organized. Vast numbers of human beings must cooperate in this if they're to live together. Our invisible governors are unaware, we are unaware of their identity and this leadership." He says that they control through social engineering. "It is a conscious manipulation," he says, "by intelligent individuals to control this democratic society. They constitute an invisible government, and that is the true ruling power of this country." He's talking about America, Edward Bernays, father of modern propaganda, advertising, all that, relative of Sigmund Freud. Do you know what institution he's talking about? He's talking about the Tavistock Institute. Why is that so important? Where does that come from? Who cooked this up? Well, guess what? It's cooked up by all the same Fabian socialists that I've lectured on for the last 6 months, a year. The Lord Milner, the Lord Rothschild, the Cecil Rhodes circles. They came up with the Tavistock Clinic, the Tavistock Institute. And what's the history of this? Well, around the time of World War I, there was an institution founded by British intelligence at that time, known as Wellington House. And Wellington House was creative in its propaganda, right before World War I. They were really part of getting the U.S. involved in World War I. And one of the ways they did was that they came up with a weaponized term called isolationist. If you remember, this was used when Ron Paul was running back in the day. oh, Ron Paul's an isolationist. He doesn't want us involved in foreign entanglements. That's the classical American decentralized approach of states' rights, right? That's the classic American approach. Decentralization, we don't want a giant federal government that tells us we have to be involved in every European foreign conflict. Now, the World War I and World War II events themselves were the means by which this secret inner core that Bernays is talking about, out of Tavistock, run by British intelligence, that was the means by which they got the United States into global policing and the vehicle for global governance. And that's what Dr. Carol Quigley writes about in his gigantic tome, Tragedy and Hope. But the means that they used to achieve this were the perfecting of the scientific technique of social engineering, social control, and public opinion making. One of the early Tavistock luminaries was Walter Lippmann, who wrote the famous book in, I think, 1920, Public Opinion. Just like this book, Propaganda. And so they perfected the technique at Wellington House of coming up with weaponized terms that were then used by the Woodrow Wilson administration because he was an agent of these people. He had a handler called Colonel Edwin Mandel House. And that's how the Federal Reserve and all of that got pushed and set up. That's how there was the 14 freedoms and the idea that America would now be an engine for these people. Tavistock and the Fabians and the Royal Society. They wrote at this time the idea that America could be a manifesto of justice. And this was something that Woodrow Wilson put forward. You could almost see the beginnings of social justice warriors here with Woodrow Wilson, maybe. And they came up with the idea of demonizing the Kaiser for World War I and why we needed to be involved in World War I. And they called him the Butcher. Guess what? They used the exact same propaganda for Saddam, the Butcher of Baghdad. Same propaganda. Putin is Hitler. Even though Russia fought Nazis, Putin is Hitler. Okay. So Wellington House, this intelligence wartime warfare apparatus around World War I that influences Woodrow Wilson and the American structure, it evolves into the Tavistock Clinic, the Tavistock Institute for Social Engineering. And it evolved out of the 1936 text by Oswald Spengler. Now, I'm not saying Spengler was involved in this, but the British intelligentsia read Spengler, the famous theorist of history who theorized that history and its empires have civilizational cycles. Civilizations have a birth, an ascent, an apogee, and then a decline and a collapse. And then it gives way to a new form, a new civilization. And you can never repeat the old civilizations. There's always a new form. And so Spengler's decline of the West, which was his theory about how, as a result of the past patterns of history, Western civilization would collapse and decline, they read that, these Wellington House strategists like Arnold Toynbee and others, and they said, hey, what? We could actually weaponize that. Let's take the track of how Spengler describes the decline, and let's weaponize it and turn it into an actual way to accelerate the decline and collapse of Western civilization. Because, as we've said, the Tavistock social engineers and the Fabian socialists behind all this already had in place that at that time, back then, the technocratic government that they wanted to bring in, the global technocracy. In fact, Lord Halford Mackinder, the famous British theorist of Heartland Theory, Rimland Theory, which we've lectured on many times, Lord Halford Mackinder said, we must have global governance now at all costs, no matter what. Even if it was required a socialist dictatorship, we will have it, no matter what. And he wrote about that and theorized and strategized that in the 1920s and 30s, way, way early on, together with Toynbee and H.G. Wells and all the same characters you always hear me talk about. Because all of these people wrote books and it's all public. But another thing they wanted to do was study how to master perception, perception management, perception control. Don Draper, Mad Men, same stuff, because the same people behind that show or what that show's about, the Mad Men, the admin, that's talking about these people, Lippmann, Bernays, these people. How do we make public opinion? Well, one way they figured out how to make it and to master it was through wartime operations, wartime psychological operations. Not just against the enemy, but how to get the people in the homeland, your people, the West, on board with all of the wars and the entanglements. Simplest way to do it, create a villain. Saddam's the butcher of Baghdad. Osama bin Laden. Right within a few minutes of the World Trade Center towers. Osama bin Laden. We must invade Afghanistan. We must, right, nothing, stuff that had nothing to do with 9/11. It becomes the pretext for everything else. All of the global imperium. And the loss of liberties, etc., etc. That's all mastered at Tavistock and Rand Corporation. A lot of the Tavistock people also worked at the Rand Corporation. Cross-pollination. Dr. Kurt Lewin spent time in MIT, spent time doing stuff at Rand, one of the famous Tavistock guys. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. And go to the InfoWars store and get those products now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back to the Auto Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer. Jay's analysis. We're talking about the seminal text of the 1960s counterculture from 1954 from Tavistock and British intelligence operative, in my view, Aldous Huxley, The Doors of Perception, and how Huxley was crucial in kicking off the drug revolution and the drug experimentation of the 1960s. In fact, there's a lot of references throughout this book to all kinds of things that you wouldn't necessarily expect. He not only references all kinds of religious traditions and a kind of a syncretist blending of all the religions, he says that mescaline might be the key by which, and perhaps future iterations of, these entheogens, turning them into things like LSD, right? They might be the key by which humans as a whole could achieve initiation. And he never really says exactly what into what. He just talks about initiation into the pure vision, into the vision of the light, into perhaps he means something Luciferian. In fact, at one point he mentions Luciferianism in this novel. He also mentions adrenochrome in the first three or four pages, by the way. But he talks about the perceiver who is initiated through, in this case, the mescaline or any other kind of hallucinogen like this. He says that these things, without pretensions, are satisfied by to be merely themselves. They are sufficient in their suchness. He uses these really generic, deep-sounding terms instead of being or existence. He'll say the suchness. Not acting as a part, to go it alone in isolation, in Luciferian defiance of the grace of God. He says that individuality is Luciferian, and we see the wholeness. Everything becomes one. Monism, pantheism. And in fact, at one point, he even says that when you do these drugs, you see your own potentiality to be omniscient. But this kind of delusion that he has divine powers and divine insight, he can potentially know and see all things, which is literally what he says, leads him towards the end of the book to say that if you think about the religious mystics of the past and their experiences, and we look at things like the Tibetan Book of the Dead, which is something that his other intelligence cohort, Tim Leary, was a big fan of. We'll talk about that in a second. He says that there is a pure vision of light that one sees in these books and in these drugs. And that pure light, which we're reminded, of course, that Lucifer can appear as an angel of light. He says that pure light that can be seen is something that perhaps the state should even mandate people go through. He said, I'm not joking. He says, maybe we ought to even have state mandated drug trips. Well, that sounds a lot like what's in Brave New World. So again, you thought he was exposing. No, he's exposing the Brave New World dystopia. He's a hero of freedom. No, he says that we should have mandated drug trips that are for those that we call the angels. I don't know. He says Blake's angels. Blake's angels. I think he means the artistic and creative and genius elites of society should undergo mandatory drug trips. And by the way, he quotes H.G. Wells countless times throughout the novel. In fact, the doors in the wall is a phrase he uses from H.G. Wells, consummate globalist, socialist, Fabian, etc. Because maybe we should even mandate this. And he says that when we look at the religious landscape of America, he says that the traditional religions are dead and they're boring and they're calcified and then they're stultified and all this kind of stuff, which, okay, that might be true. But he says the answer to this is to have a new religion, something like Native American religion, something like we see Mickey and Mallory doing in Natural Born Killers. I'm not joking. He actually says that. He says we have to have a new kind of world religion where we all just trip balls. We're tripping balls, man. That's the new world religion. Now, where did he come up with this? Is he just an organic, random thinker, some cool, hip guy? No, he was hanging out and partying with none other than the Beast, Aleister Crowley. Yes, according to Dr. Richard Spence, Crowley and Huxley partied together, did drugs together, hung out, because both were serving British intelligence. Of course, Crowley was an agent of MI5, kind of a provocateur. And this is not unique to Huxley. Huxley is just one of the first to talk about this. If we move on and we look at books like The Psychedelic Experience, Timothy Leary says that this could be a guide, right, to initiate the masses or to initiate people into understanding and seeing the pure light. But it's not, of course, anything to do with God, Western civilization's idea of the Bible. And it's nothing like that. This is the new, unknown, secret, hidden God of the esotericists and of the occultists. And that's explicitly what Leary says in that book. Now, where does all of this come from, this idea of utilizing drug trips and whatnot? Well, guess what? That's what the British Empire was so good at. There's a famous book on this. Have you heard of it? It's called Dope Inc. It's about how Britain, prior to the 20th century, ran a giant worldwide opium operation. And it was, guess what? It wasn't just making money. Drugs as means of control. Drugs as social control. So when Aleister Crowley was doing his occult drug trip experiences, and he wrote a book called The Drug Diaries, and then Huxley read these books, and then they read each other's books, Huxley and his social engineer crews realized that these are great means for social control. So even if you don't believe in the demonic or demons or spirits or any of that, drugs are a key tool for social control, according to the social engineers themselves. And so that is why they saw such a power in the promotion of the sexual revolution and the drug revolution in the 1960s, and why all of these people promoted it years, decades before it happened. Did you know that in the 1920s and 30s, there was a mini sexual revolution? Not just in the U.S., not just in America during the decadence of the period that, you know, F. Scott Fitzgerald writes about in Great Gatsby, and we read about it in, or if you've seen the modern German TV series Babylon Berlin by Tom Teichweiler, right, that's taking place during the degeneracy of the Weimar Republic, the Berlin era, right before World War II. And then we had this, stock market crash and all that, which was engineered by the elite, by the way. Well, that was a period of intense Skittles stuff, T-R-A-N-S stuff, the trans stuff was going on. All of that was going on in the 1920s and 30s, and these people at Tavistock studied it. They studied the It Girl, Clara Bow, Joan Crawford, Louise Brooks, how that could steer the youth and the culture. They want to be like the It Girl who cut her hair, bobbed it, was wild, slept around, all that kind of stuff. They knew in the 20s and 30s that this could all be weaponized as culture creation. And all of these books talk about it. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's admin and social engineers and psychiatrists and psychologists. In fact, Huxley was going to the American Psychiatric Association meeting when he went and was tripping mescaline in Hollywood and partying. And I'm not trying to be a Puritan as if, like, every drug is bad and I'm a good person because I don't drink alcohol. I'm not being a teetotaler. That's not the point here. The point is that all this stuff is studied for social control. I'm sure there are real medical applications of everything that exists. Everything that exists, God gave us. But it's also weaponizable, and that's what we're talking about today on the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger, the strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel Rainforest Plus is great. Rainforest Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back to the Osh Jumps. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, jaysanalysis.com. You can also follow me on Twitter and all the other social media outlets under Jay Dyer. I would ask that you do that. Of course, we don't get a lot of algorithmic promotion on. Man, we do well on Twitter, but if you go over to YouTube and you find my channel, go ahead and support and share that stuff, like that stuff, because of course the algorithm doesn't promote the stuff that we talk about typically because it's pretty edgy. Now, I want to remind you too that I've got two live events coming up, so if you want to come see me live, June 3rd and 4th, Owen Schroyer will be there with us as well in Nashville. Big live event. We got, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 people at a giant two-day event. You can go to my website, jaysanalysis.com, and you can see the two events there. You get tickets to that live event, June 3rd and 4th in Nashville. Also, I'll be live in Hollywood if you want to come out and see me at the Van Nuys area, the I guess that's Burbank-ish area. That will be July 6th. In L.A., we'll be doing a five-hour presentation, big live event. Go get your tickets also on the website. All that stuff's also, just scroll down my Twitter feed. You'll see it all there, too, if you're looking for it. But I'm going to be doing a deeper dive into a lot of this Huxley stuff on my YouTube channel as well. So if you want to go follow me there, you can. We'll be doing that later today. But we're talking about the doors of perception. We're talking about how Huxley was beginning to see at this time the potentiality for using drugs and using the older model of British imperial control, the opium model, the opium war, for a new way to revolutionize society. And it wasn't just about the individual going on a vision quest and figuring out his inner demons and his own little journey or whatever. No, this is a way to control and steer society. And he talks about it that way. And every one of the psychonauts after him talks about it that way, like Terrence McKenna.
Oh, Terrence McKenna in The Food of the Gods, he says. We should go back to a Mother Earth Gaia religion.
Right. And it should be based around the mushroom. And so what's amazing is that technocracy has for 100 years, you read books like Patrick Wood's Technocracy Rising, has seen the power of drugs. And that's for controlling society. That's exactly what is in Brave New World. You understand, when he wrote that, he knew that the fake world religion would be combined with drugs to control society. And he didn't get that from himself. In fact, before him, in 1917, an old rare book. Look at this old rare book from H.G. Wells. God the Invisible King. Not talking about the God that you think of. Not Jesus. Not the Trinity. Not any of that. What God is he talking about? The hidden God that you can only see when the doors of perception are open. When your doors of perception are cleansed via counter-initiation. Then you see the true God is Lucifer. That's what H.G. Wells said. He says, I'm not an atheist. I follow God. It's just a God called Lucifer, the light bringer, the light bearer. The pure light that he talks about seeing in this book, and the pure light that Tim Leary says you will see in the Tibetan Book of the Dead, because the Tibetan Book of the Dead, he says, is the same journey, the same vision quest that the individual sees when they do the drug trip, when you do the LSD trip, the mescaline trip. It's just like the after-death journey. And that's why throughout this book, Huxley says it's like opening up the multiverse, dude. Now, wait a minute. Are we supposed to believe in science? Or are we back to religious superstition and metaphysics? The multiverse, man. Because the multiverse is like Marvel comic book type stuff. Doesn't seem very scientific. Seems very superstitious. Quantum foam, man. But you see, that's why it's a new religion. Because scientism combines very well. Scientism is a kind of a religion. It combines very well with this new age spirituality that these guys were promoting even in the 1890s with the Fabian Socialists and Madame Blavatsky, again, working at the behest of the British Empire. And so they were studying the drug trips, the drug journey, the vision quest, all this stuff was being studied. And in the U.S., who did Huxley go work very closely with? The Esalen Institute, the U.S.-based brains behind the 1960s counterculture spiritual revolution and spiritual movement and the New Age movement, which would then be kicked off as the counterculture sexual revolution, drugs revolution, which could never be where we are today with the biological revolutions that you can identify as whatever you want without Tavistock. So who's in the background all the way back to World War I and the Fabian Socialists back then? Who's in the background of not the war itself, but managing the public perception? Tavistock. Tavistock is there at World War I. It's there at World War II. It's there in the Cold War. It's there throughout the 60s countercultural revolution. And what was Tavistock so heavily pushing in the last 5 years? The trans agenda. Openly. In fact, they were being sued, I don't know what the result was, by 1,000 families in the UK for transitioning and pushing this on kids. That's the ideological source of the trans agenda. The corporations are pushing it because corporations get their studies and their R&D from Tavistock and Rand Corporation and MIT. The same place puts out the ideology and the studies and the research for how to change identity. Guess who came up with the plan of changing identity, changing images of man? Tavistock, Dr. Kurt Lewin. Changing identity is a Tavistock creation. Now, I know that that existed in the past, that people have, there have been people born, you know, with both parts, you know, they've been, I know all that. But it was never in history scientifically engineered and weaponized as it has been by design by the same institutes and the same people that I'm talking about. John Rawlings Rees is another crucial British intelligence character who would go on to work at Tavistock to push all kinds of ideas like this. All of these Fabian socialists, all of these Royal Society elites, they're pushing the exact same thing, and they have been. And Rees came up with some fascinating things. One of these was this idea of how do we change America back into this kind of attaché of an inner core of British intelligence elite. It's not going to be done overnight. We're not going to be able to do it right away. We can't install a dictator. He says we're going to use this Fabian model of slow kill, but he said it's a new term it's called long-range penetration. Long-range penetration. And what that means is that you utilize the society's ideology itself and you gradually change it through future shocks. That's a Tavistock idea. So when Alvin Toffler was writing about that and talking about that in the 70s, he was getting that from Tavistock. What are future shocks? Future shocks are changes that are so disruptive to society, so quick, so many of them, so extreme, that the public goes into a kind of panic. The term they use is maladaptive response, passive maladaption, panic, fragmentation, and dissociation. So the way that they would study the trauma-based mind control on an individual, put the individual into a panic crisis mode, he fragments on an individual level, his relationships, his psyche, and then he dissociates into fantasy worlds. That can be done on a macro scale for the whole society. Crisis response model, they call it. Contrived crises are steered in the direction that was the original intended goal the whole time. Strategy of tension. Exactly what Brzezinski said about Gladio. Exactly what Kissinger and those guys engineer Gladio operations to do. Strategy of tension, cause the chaos, steer the society to the end goal that was always the plan. Manage crises. Do you think the last 3 years was not a Tavistock managed crisis? Of course it was. Admittedly, the British, the Canadian government admits they use psyops to trick you and scare you into this.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We're talking about the planned mass initiation ritual, initiating the masses into a new religion via not individual drug trips per se, but via the control and dominance of Big Pharma. Big Pharma now has its octopus grip on top of the population in a similar way to the British Empire. So I'm not saying the British Empire is controlling everybody. No, the inner core elite groups that were running the British Empire, the steering committees, the Royal Society, Royal Institute for International Affairs, Fabian Socialists, et cetera, et cetera. That clique set up the model for putting Pratt House in New York based on Chatham House in the UK, the secret inner elite that run everything. That's the model. Comes out of the Republic of Plato. Comes out of Plato's later laws, the Council of Night, which is a secret intelligence apparatus of oligarchs that run the country with a bunch of front goobers as their public face of politicians that take the heat, the Bidens, the AOCs. Meanwhile, the deep state, the shadow state, the cryptocracy is who really runs things. And everybody's energy, everybody's focus, everybody's anger is always directed at the public goobers who are meant to be goobers, but never, ever focusing on the Brzezinskis, the Kissingers, the Jacques Attalis, the Dr. Kurt Lewins, the John Rawling Rees of Tavistock. As propaganda itself said, Bernays' book said, 99% of you don't even know these people. That's who's really calling the shots. The real ballers and shot callers are not AOC and Biden. These people call the shots because they utilize long-range penetration to set up organizations and using the quadrillions of fiat money that they printed to buy up everything. It's an amazing scam, an amazing trick. A Tavistock said, the best way to condition the public is to put our guys at Esalen, National Institute of Health, MIT, et cetera, and get them to steer by being intelligentsia, by being in control, get them to initiate people, get them to indoctrinate people. For example, at the National Training Laboratory that was set up on the Avril Harriman property, this National Training Laboratory would set up an invisible army, an invisible college, an invisible army, what Brené said, who would be the true rulers and controllers of society. So the generals, the CEOs, the government officials, they're sent and trained at places like the National Training Laboratories. What are they trained in? They're trained in the techniques of Dr. Kurt Lewins, not just the three-system response that we talked about, the three-system response model, but they're trained in behavioral psychology, public manipulation. Keynesian economics, Fabianism, a couple of other characters, Margaret Mead and Gregory Bateson, key operatives of this power structure of Tavistock. And some of the things that they pushed would also be pushed by Huxley and others, which is the idea of indigenous traditions are magically more spiritual and superior to everything else. Right? If you're rolling around in mud and feces, that's way more spiritual. Right? Obviously, a guru rolling around in feces is way more spiritual than building giant cathedrals. Totally, obviously. The archaic revival, the shamanic traditions, all of that being pushed is not done organically. There are individuals who organically get into it, sure. But it is pushed from behind the scenes by these people, Tavistock, Rand, Esalen, and dozens, hundreds of other think tanks, foundations, and NGOs that push all of these things. The Ford Foundation, the Soros Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Carnegie Endowment, Brookings Institute, the CFR, on and on and on and on and on. That's the real power structure, and it's in all of your faces. It's not Joe Biden. Is anybody going to wake up to this? Everybody's talking about this or that conservative talk person who's divorced. None of that matters. This is what's really going on. These are the people that really run you. And because you talk about divorces and nonsense, that's why these people think they have the right to rule you. You don't know who these people are. You don't know who Kurt Lewin is. You don't know what Tavistock is. Now, this audience knows, but I'm saying in general, speaking to a more general sense. You don't know what they're teaching at the Wharton Business School, whether they're teaching Fabian Keynesian economics, do you? Do you know about that? Do you know that John Maynard Keynes was a Fabian socialist? Do you know that Lord Grey was the architect of World War I through Wellington House, which was the predecessor to Tavistock? Do you know that Bertrand Russell supported the sexual revolution back in the 20s and 30s, the pre-sexual revolution I was telling you about, and that all these people studied it to weaponize it? Do you know about Dr. Emery's passive maladaption phases to controlling and steering society? Stanford Research Institute putting out Changing Images of Man, written by these people. Stanford Research Institute is a Tavistock Institute in America. Not only do they push, it's all the rainbow skills stuff is these people. You understand? It's not an organic revolution of liberties and freedoms. It's steered, controlled, and engineered to control you. To control you through base desires, through your passions. And I mean, we're all, you know, I think it's a fallen world, so we're all going to be subject to this to a degree. But the way to get out of it is not more liberalism, more. Give us more liberalism. Give it, vote out the scoundrels. Put in a new crop of scoundrels. Vote in more scoundrels and let's yell at them. then we'll vote him to Marsh Calendar. That's what Quigley says. Quigley says the system was set up so that you would yell at one crop of scoundrels and vote in the new ones. It's a scam. I'm not saying that you can't be involved in politics. I'm just saying that all this stuff's created. The pop stars, they studied this in the 20s and 30s, how to create the It Girl. Paris Hilton wasn't the first It Girl. It goes back to the 20s and 30s, which at that time, by the way, there were no, if you watch the Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie movie, Babylon, which I do recommend watching. It's actually a good portrayal of like what all of that pop culture, Hollywood culture is. Go watch Babylon and you'll see its rise and its descent. And it takes place, by the way, during that period in 1910, 1920s, when there were no controls. Like there were no Hays Code, there were no moral code or whatever. So it was pretty risque back then. That's that time period that I'm talking about that Tavistock was interested in studying for social control, social engineering, public opinion making. Polling. One thing that Dr. Coleman talked about that's not as relevant to us nowadays because of the internet, but used to be, particularly in the World War II, the boomer era, post-World War II boomer era, that polling was a big deal. But they figured out how to just make fake polls and everybody would go along with it. So just say, well, 80% of America supports this war. You don't want to be part of the 20% of maladjusted, malicious individuals, do you? No, oh, I support it. Well, yes, whatever you say, I support it. You see. So they just made fake polls. And he says the polls are fake. They were always fake. Gallup polling comes out of this, Tavistock. And the polling is intended to engineer your perception. That's the whole purpose of it. It's nothing to do with gauging what people really thought. It was about getting you to go along with what they call groupthink. Guess who came up with groupthink? Tavistock. Groupthink is a Tavistock idea, Tavistock terminology that they came up with regard to how to steer people into accepting total collectivization and total unanimity with certain groups. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to have groups. That's not the point. But it's wrong to weaponize and steer people into destructive, intellectually stunting groups. But corporations love this because they love groupthink. And so it's actually corporations that would farm out and purchase a lot of this research from Tavistock. So understand, it's a research and development clinic. It's just the premier psychological warfare operation. And it's been around for so long. And this is one great example of Tavistock operations. And if you're wondering how the country went in this direction, just look at the Rand Corporation and look at Tavistock because they're in the business of steering culture. So if you want to get my books, go to jasonellis.com. Go to the shop. Get these giant, excellent 600-page books that I wrote.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.